You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. This week, I am reviewing the Joe Rogan conversation with Eve Edwards for his MMA series for Podcast 50. I really like the MMA series of podcasts that Joe's doing, just because it's an interesting sideline to the main series of podcasts that he does, and that he gets to focus on MMA almost exclusively, though the conversations go in all different directions, which is fantastic too, because I think that even if you're not a huge MMA fan, or even an MMA fan at all, you get a great conversation out of these guys that brings a new perspective to what these fighters are, who they are, how they think. And in a lot of ways, just like the way that Joe Rogan talks to hunters, you get to see just the humanity of it. So some people have their impressions already built up of what an MMA fighter is. Maybe you're not into it and you think they're thugs, or in the same way that you think that the hunters that Joe knows are just, you know, guys that want to kill animals. But they're not. They're people that really love what they do, but also have a deep passion for many other things, and you get to find out what makes them love their specialty, and really what allows them to be the champions or great fighters or great hunters that they are. So in this one, Eve Edwards is a legend in the sport. He's retired now. He's now an analyst. And from what Joe was saying, he's a fantastic analyst. I've seen him a few times. He is very good. And when you listen to their conversation, you know that he's well-spoken. He's a smart guy. He knows the sport. And it's really fantastic for the sport of MMA to see these fighters either moving into retirement and then commenting and still fighting. You know, like Cormier is still fighting but commentates. It's great to have smart specialists in these corners being able to give you their breakdown. The beginning of their conversation, they get into the Tyson Fury fight with Wilder that happened recently. Whether you're a boxing fan or not, it was a really fantastic fight and an incredible heavyweight matchup. I mean, we haven't seen really exciting heavyweight matchups like this in the boxing world since probably the 90s. I mean, there's been a few since then, obviously, but that was really the heyday of heavyweight fighting for boxing, and the Tyson fight was absolutely unbelievable. Wilder posted something recently that showed the ref counting over 10 seconds for Tyson's knockdown. Tyson's knockdown, I mean, well, technically Wilder's knockdown of Tyson was unbelievable. It was an absolute smash. He hit him, and as Tyson's falling down, hit him again. Tyson hits the ground, and how the fuck he would manage to get back up, it still is astounding. And then got up within the time and managed to win that round. And Wilder was able to post something showing that it was actually longer than 10 seconds, but it's not about that timing in boxing. It's what the ref calls. So the ref may have called the 10 seconds a little bit off, but Tyson got up and came back to win that round. So they talked a little bit about that, and also about Wilder's ungodly power. I mean, the guy is weighing in at like 205, and heavyweight in boxing I think can go up to like 250 or 60, similar to like heavyweights in UFC. So the fact that he's able to create so much power and only weigh in at like 210, 215 is beyond. It really is. And it's absolutely incredible. It really was one of the best heavyweight fights for a long time, maybe ever. And the rematch will be huge. You know, they both need to take time off, especially Tyson for that hit. He needs to, like, recuperate. They're kind of talking about getting back into that fight for maybe March, April of next year. And they also talked about, I mentioned it before, how Tyson gave away his whole purse. I think he made $8 million and gave it all to charity. And he's been on Rogan recently talking about his mental illness struggle and other things. And to then go ahead and make a gesture like that really speaks a lot about him. And people had, you know, I talked to many friends of mine that are boxing fans. And I'm not a huge boxing fan. I'm getting more into it. I do enjoy it, but I'm more of a UFC guy, I guess, when it comes to it. But, you know, people had their preconceived notions about both these fighters. And I think that, from what I could tell, a lot of the people that I know were not huge fans of either of them. They thought Wilder was, you know, just kind of brash and would say some pretty outrageous things and was a bit thuggish. And Tyson, you know, with just a lot of the things he said in the past, I don't know. I think in some ways, at least the people that I knew, that were not massive fans of either. But since this fight, things have changed. People have a lot more respect for both of them, from what I could tell. And I'm not surprised. Wilder showed great professionalism, and so did Tyson. And their rematch is going to be unbelievable. And at the end of their fight, too, just the way that they gave each other kind of praise for how good they are was really spectacular. You know, Eves gets into his fighting career and how much he was fighting it, whether he misses it or not. And he's just fought everyone in the game as well. So to get to sit there and listen to him talk to Joe about how he really has performed and how he keeps it together. I mean, this guy, in so many ways, if he stays retired, number one has to be an analyst and continue, because he's just a gift to the sports for his knowledge. But, you know, he would be an amazing coach of anybody. I mean, really fascinating to hear. They get into the weight cutting as well, because weight cutting is always an issue, and it's something Joe doesn't like, something Eve does, you know, doesn't like as well, because he knows the damage that it causes to fighters. Weight cutting can really wear you out, and it's a health problem. I mean, many MMA fighters have had real issues with that in the past. And how long will it take before, who knows, worst case, there's a fatality because somebody's pushing too hard to cut weight? That would be awful. I really do not want it to get that far before someone causes some damage. And then towards the end of their conversation, they get into the Tito Ortiz and Chuck fight. What can I say? Brutal to watch it. Why were they even doing it? I don't know. I know money's important, but it was just, it did nothing for Chuck's legacy. It added a bit to Tito's, but it's like, come on, man. You know, who's over the hill and who's not? And it was just terrible. I hate to say it. It was terrible. It was terrible to watch. It just gives me the creeps to even think about it. And then they talked about the pay-per-view numbers. The pay-per-view numbers were around 25,000, which is really nothing. You know, I'm sure those guys made their money because that was already negotiated. But the fact that it was so low just showed that people don't want to see that. They don't want to see these legends coming out of retirement just to put on a spectacle when they shouldn't be in there. They shouldn't be in there fighting anymore. And it was really sad to see it. And I hope we don't have to see it again. It's another reason why these guys should just get into commentating. They should get into just putting their knowledge into coaching or just analyzing the fights as they happen and putting that specialty forward. Their time fighting is done. And, you know, God, I wish them the best. They're both legends. But it really was a great conversation. Anytime Eve Edwards is on, he's just such a wealth of knowledge, and the way that he communicates with Joe and how Joe wants him to do more analyst work is really inspiring. I love how when fighters are retiring, Joe is encouraging them to do it. You know, he doesn't sit there and say, hey, I'm the analyst, I'm the commentator, you guys shouldn't do this. I think he loves having them in there. I think he understands that they really, in so many ways, know more than him, whether they can describe it or not. And, you know, and we're seeing these great fighters getting into it. But it's a fantastic conversation. It's a great MMA one. MMA 50 with Eva Edwards. Check it out. Thanks a lot for listening. And there'll be more this week. Cheers, guys.